cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on November the 2nd, 2009. As always, I suggest newcomers look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, where you can find hundreds of hours of talks I've given in the past, where I try and fill up a lot of the blank holes, or the black holes, really, we have in history, the type that's presented to us in school and even beyond on history channels and all the rest of it, to try to show you how things really work, to show you that the world is always guided from generation to generation by those in power with incredible wealth, very old families who don't want to give up power naturally, and so therefore make sure that the next generation will be their children's generation. They'll be in charge of it then. It's been there for an awful, awful long time. Money rules. Doesn't matter what money is. Money rules. Those with it rule the world. And we simply are given a fictitious reality that's always been updated for us to live in, to serve them better at the top. So go to cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, and when you're there, scroll down and you'll see all the other sites I have up in case some of the big sites have problems again, which they will have, I know that. And you can bookmark them. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com, J-E-N-K-N-E-S-S.com. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's also Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The last one is a European site, has all the same audios, but it has addition of transcripts of a lot of these talks, which you can download for print-up, and there in the, you have choices of the different languages of the world in there. And remember that you are the listeners who bring me to you. I'm not backed by a foundation. I'm not backed by staff or anything else, or any advertisers that you hear in the show pay directly to RBN station to pay for their time, their airtime, their staff, their equipment, and their bills, which are always going up, as everybody at home also knows. It's going to go up an awful lot more, too. So it's up to you to keep me going, and you can do so by buying the things I have for sale on the website or donating to me. And how to do it is also on the website. Personal check is good for the U.S. and Canada. Outside America, you can also use MoneyGram or Western Union or PayPal, or you can also send cash. Some people just send cash. And that bypasses the guy with the podgy fingers and the triple chins that no matter how he sinks the world, always seems to benefit by the governments that he put in place. And that's the reality of the world that we live in. So it's up to you how you do it. Now, you can also order by PayPal as well if you email me separately and let me know. The order's coming in. We really live in an agenda. I try to get that across every time I'm on, as frequently as I can. We're living through nothing but an agenda as we grow through our lives. And so did our parents live through an agenda. Until you study history, and I mean real history, not just the stuff that's churned out. I can't believe the surveys that they're doing and proving that it works, that people get their history from Hollywood and the History Channel. But that's true. That's where they get it from dramas, recreations. And that's not history at all. That's just more padding over the fiction that we're given starting at school. Power and money rules the world in a commercialized system, a system that counts on money. And those, obviously, who are in charge of that money are in charge of the world. It's been that way for a long time. Actually, the world is their goal. We're finalizing the final act, and we're living right through it. Back with more after this break.
Part Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the Matrix. The Matrix is a reality that's given to you. And over the weekend, I watched the Clinton Chronicles, which is interesting, of course, about the type of psychopaths they put in front of you and how they give you an image for presidency and how that sticks, because the media makes it stick. They give you little tit-tats to gobble up of tattle, basically, and trivia. And people fall for it. But it's, you understand when you understand what Clinton was doing and his psychopathic nature and his drug habits, and opposed to the image they projected to the world, and the money laundering and the whole, all that stuff to do with Arkansas when he was a governor and went on afterwards too, it tells you one thing that stands out. That, see, he was not running the country. He was not running. A cokehead does not run the country. They put in these psychopaths. They can depend on them, absolutely, 100%, to do what they're told and to fulfill the role that they've been put into. No different from Obama. And you see, the guys you put into politics at the top are meant to take the heat. And the guy at the top is not the boss. It's always a guy behind them. It really is the boss. It reminds me of when you look at the history of Africa and the different invasions they had from all of the different colonial regimes that were taken over. Britain, France, and other countries into Africa. Germany tried, but they were kicked out by a combination of them all. And you find that one thing that surprised them after a while, you see, the technique was always to get to talk to the leaders of the tribes. And a whole bunch of people would come up to meet these troops. And one of them would come forward as a leader and start talking, communicating. In reality, it took them a few years to catch on that these people are not stupid at all. The leader was standing back amongst the crowds, and a front man was being earmarked for destruction by the British or the French or whoever it was, you see. They were not stupid. And it's the same technique that's used for the public. They give you these characters for the Punch and Judy show of politics. And yes, they're sworn to do what they're told. They'll get a lot of freebies, whatever mess they get into in their personal lives as they go through it. Like Clinton, there's always teams of people going in to mop up and clean up and threaten people or beat them up or even kill them to cover up. That's the real world we live in. It's very important that the image of the press that they put over is the one that takes with the public. That's the whole point of it, in fact, isn't it? And Professor Carl Quigley said the same thing. It doesn't matter that they always have their own people at the top of all parties. And you'll find, yeah, presidents are always members of the right clubs, the Council on Foreign Relations, but you've got to go into the fact that the main advisors behind them, the global advisors, because there's a global agenda. That's why every part of the world, for my whole life, that signed on to the United Nations works in concert together with the same laws on every area at the same time. It doesn't matter whether we're in the EU, as they called it then, or outside the EU, or just part of the British Commonwealth, or supposedly separate sovereign states. They're all going along with the same agenda at the same time. And therefore, they put in one president in the U.S. after another, and you always vote the last one out. You're so fed up with them. That's what happened. Left wing, right wing, left wing, right wing. You know, you get so fed up with them. And it depends how long they want to keep them in, a second term or whatever, by the amount of good PR that's sold to the public. It's all PR. It's a public relations image. You'll never know what these real people are until they're out, when someone comes forward and writes the book on it with all the inside info. That doesn't matter then, you see. It doesn't matter. And they can put in people who are even communists. They put a leader of the Communist Party for Canada in as Prime Minister here, as Pierre Trudeau. Little rich boy, and people can't quite put that together, that little rich boys were into communism, because, you see, it's really socialism, where they're elite, intellectual intelligentsia, and who have made lots of money and proven their worth, the right to rule the lessers. That's what it's about. Francis Bacon gave a bunch of writings to the king, and in it he talked about how to handle the common people. But he said the public must never know the truth of the real reasons and machinations for government policies on anything. On anything. Anything at all. Why do you think everything from police departments to medicine, to everything goes through public relations spokespeople? That's called propaganda. That's the proper name for public relations. It was called propaganda. It's got a bad rap after World War I. When it was found out that Bernays and other people had worked to drum up all the reasons to go to war with Germany. They're all lies. They used old Bennett stuff too. Oh, they're over there Bennetting the children and stuff like that. All that worked so well. Massive propaganda campaign. Then afterwards, out came the truth. Some of them couldn't keep their mouths shut. They were so cocky and big-headed that worked on a particular team to bring America. And actually said they advertised the war to the Americans. They advertised it. That's never stopped. In fact, it's better now than ever, the techniques. And every day I get the latest stuff sent to me, what's upsetting people from the major media. Well, you see, the major media, if there's something there that upsets you, it's meant to upset you. Part of it is always to raise consciousness by getting you arguing with your neighbors or your family about certain topics. Another part, of course, is naturally publicity for the newspaper. It brings a lot of people in to see. And see the ads and all the rest of it too at the same time. But as long as you swallow the main thing and you fall into the emotional arguments, you've lost. That was the intention of it. That was the intention, just like a Trojan that comes through your internet and crashes your computer. and beds are soft. We've always been given our realities, including all the revolutions that we had that people thought came from themselves. That's astonishing, isn't it? People think that they created the sexual revolution themselves, and they created the fashions that went with it, and music that went with it, and the movies that went with it, and the whole culture industry behind it just had to follow you along, eh? Revolution after revolution. All planned, all written about long before they did it. And you can even see where they tried it out in experiments in other areas in previous years beforehand. We're given our reality constantly. It's constantly updated and never told the truth. That's the fact. The media is the middleman. Their job is to take the reality that the rulers want the media to project down to the public and to get you into debates about the fake reality that they're projecting down to you, the arguments and all the rest of it, without ever going into the real reasons behind anything, whether even to do with depopulation and all the rest of it. And there's a lot of articles coming out across the world right now on Malthusian policies were correct and we should make him a champion and all that stuff. That's called a media blitz. That's the intention to get you all upset and take you arguing as well. Maybe they're right and maybe they're wrong. No, I don't think so. Oh yeah, they could be and blah, blah, blah. Because they're training you for the next step that we're all going to be faced with as they bring the populations down drastically. That's what all this nonsense about carbon in the atmosphere is about. And sustainability and all food restrictions coming and all that stuff. This is to get you used to dying off, basically. Not all at once, hopefully, you see. It's too messy. These guys with the white shirts don't get out and bury you with a spade. No, they want you to bury each other. That's what they've done in previous times. They don't like getting messy. They don't like work at all. They're very good at planning realities for the general public. And they create crisis in every area. Suddenly everything in every field, every area is a crisis. Give us, since 2001, one crisis after another. Sudden terrorism attack, and then the world agenda is on board immediately and pulls out the same anti-terrorism bill. And the machinery is all set up to liaise with each other. Government moves on square wheels around corners. It takes years of preparation to get your own government going on something. Never mind every government across the planet on board at the same time with this exact same agenda. And then we had all the different threats then of awful great bird flu was going to kill us. And that sort of died away. It was for the birds. And then we went into different things with the economy. And of course, folk have forgotten already that through the GATT Treaty, the economy moved offshore to China by government planning. Because they signed it in international agreements long before, you see, to deindustrialize the West. They knew the fallout. They knew that the countries, the standard economics, that produce the goods, the actual goods from scratch, and pay the bigger taxes, get the biggest armies, and basically rule. And when you take away that from a country that is a ruler, it goes down the tubes. All you're doing is passing goods around that you import. That's called a surface economy. Surface economy means you're a dog in a swimming pool, and all you can do, you can't get out. All you can do is paddle until you sink. Nothing is a shock. They don't make mistakes at the top. You don't hire hundreds of think tanks, RAND corporations and all the rest of them, and pay them these incredible sums of money, your money, of course, to make mistakes. Their job is to project the future according to the plan that's already laid down. What will the consequences be? Do you think for a minute that the elite of the USA, those who have had power and money and wealth for centuries, give all your manufacturing industry abroad, your weapon-making capabilities, to an enemy, unless you're already global and international? Think about it. Back with more after this break.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our free freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just showing people, really, that the guys you put in front as leaders of politics are really, any image at all can be given to them. You'll never know what they're like. Because there are whole teams of CIA that clear up behind them and the messes they make in their personal lives. You'll never know until it's all over. As long as they fulfill their time and can stand up and read their speeches, they're well looked after. They're actors. Psychopathic actors, mind you, but they're actors nonetheless. A few years ago, it came out that an article, it was in Le Monde, and I've read it a few times because it's so important people remember this. I'll put it up again on the website to the end of the show. And it was said, Scheherazade in the White House. This is how George Bush's wartime administration used a magician, Hollywood designers, and Karl Rove telling 1001 stories to sell The Invasion of Iraq by Christian Salman. Now, listen to what they say now. Listen very carefully to this. I told you about what the media is, the middleman that peddles the info of the reality to the public. It says, a few days before the 2004 presidential election, Ron Suskind, a columnist who had been investigating the White House and its communications for years, wrote in the New York Times about a conversation he had with a presidential advisor in 2002. Now, the advisors, remember, are public relations propaganda experts. The aide said that guys like me, now the reporter, right? The aide said that guys like me, the reporter, were in what we call, the reporters call, the reality-based community, which he defined as, it's talking about the reporters, right? People who believe that solutions emerge from your judicious study of discernible reality. What you're given becomes your discernible reality. I nodded and murmured something about enlightenment principles and empiricism. He cut me off. That's not the way the world really works anymore, he continued. It hadn't been for an awful long time. We are an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And while you, the media, right, is studying that reality, and in the public, judiciously, as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too. And that's how things will sort out. We're history's actors. And you, all of you, will be left to just study what we do. And isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? They give us a reality. Everything is a fake fiction, is a propagandized image, no different than making a star out of nowhere or nobody. And rocking them to the top, whether it be a novelist or some unknown teacher, professor, whatever, or a movie star, or a musician, or a singer. It's all to do with the creating of the persona that's projected to the public and how fantastic and unique and wonderful this person is. That's how it's done. And the media get all this stuff from the PR specialists, propaganda specialists, the professional image makers who run on statistics and polls, and they have survey groups and all the rest of it to test all these things out on time and time and time again to see how it will go over with the public. And the media peddles that to us. Then we argue about the stuff we're given. And we think everything is real. Because we're not supposed to know, like Bacon said to the king, what government's really up to. We're never told what government's really up to. If we really knew what they're up to, like Bush Sr. said, he says the public would hunt us down the street and lynches. It's always been that way. Always. And it's like Bill Clinton being put into that position. He knew his whole history at the top. The CIA and the parallel government runs the U.S. It runs every other country, too. They belong to the Royal Institute of International Affairs, -CFR. They run them all. It was decided long, long ago that democracy was not for the people. Long, long ago. And the people couldn't handle it. Therefore, they'd always have to have these enlightened people, people of good breeding and intelligence, family histories, to guide the world, you see. Those with the power, money, and who have a lust for more. Those kind of people, the right kind of people, you see, according to Darwinist theories. And right now they're training us step by step into different realities, and we adapt so quickly to them, that they do become real for most people. Look at all the shops, look at the propaganda in every ad that you see, whether it's television or magazines. Greening, greening. Everybody's going green. It's all from the top down through marketing. Because they're bringing in the world to reduce the population, which they say, and they're quite right, I think, that by 2050, after all the riots and so on, and food shortages, blah, 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 that they will create, and they have the power to do that so easily now, they'll simply drop off and not breed. Plus, we're getting sterilized too, mind you, and filled up with various cancer viruses from vaccines. It first came out after the polio vaccine and the Salk investigations. But to the common people, it's not how it works. No, the TV's real, and this Prime Minister or that President are going to save the world from itself. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Gall. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. It's more important to try to get people to see behind things than fall for the front things they're supposed to fall for. Because from now on, and actually it's always been this way, but they're going to increase it, you're going to get crisis after crisis and lots of things to upset you, peddled by the media as a reality to you, partly to get you arguing about things coming to the fore. Ordained conclusions that maybe they're right on whatever it is. And it's called predictive programming as well. You're being trained for what's to come. So that there'll be no tremendous shock when it slips in incrementally and you've got rationing and all the rest of it that you're supposed to do as you pay carbon taxes for all the units of energy it took to produce that caramel milk chocolate bar or whatever. That's what it's about. You've been trained. You see, you're just too many of you, and you've been living too well, for too long, according to those at the top who can't even tie their shoelaces together and have people dress them in the mornings. That's the real world we live in. Trained like animals. We've always been spoken to like animals, spoken down to. More so in socialist countries, and that's what the whole thing is. Remember what they said at the Club of Rome? This re-emerged again, right on cue with this new agenda for bringing down the populations and all the rest of it and solving the world's problems on behalf of the masters they serve. And we're being trained into cutting back on everything as we go down the hill. Remember, the whole purpose of it was, the Club of Rome said, it favored the collectivist system, meaning the communist style of ruling the people, where they simply dictate down to you as a child, basically, father a child, a very simple child at that. But we can't be embarrassed enough, can we, at the bottom, or humiliated enough. We just bend over, drop our pants, or whatever you do at the airport. Now you can walk through and you can see you naked, and there's no end of the humiliation we will accept, apparently. And they know this at the top, too. They take surveys all the time on everything. And as long as we can basically keep enough of the pennies or the tokens or whatever we're going to use in the near future to get to the bar at the weekend or to watch the sports or play in your favorite porn channel or whatever you do that they give you to do to obsess you, then you'll keep going until you can't do that anymore. Then you have you're a rioter. You start rioting. A rioter knows nothing except he can't play anymore. You see? There's a site called Politic. And I'll put that up. So it says, commentary on the crisis of the day. CO2 in the atmosphere is decreasing. How will the global warming crowd explain that? Because of Al Gore, amazing character. Again, he was in the White House covering Clinton, too. And Al Gore made the statement, there's no further place of ethics than the White House, he says. What a gory man he is. Al Gore starts his odyssey on global warming with the Keeling curve. The chart, these charts and graphs, as like Malthus does for the population, of steadily increasing CO2 levels measured off the top of Mauna Loa. Very compelling, and the cornerstone of the case for anthropogenic man-made global warming. Earlier this year, however, the annual rate of increase was the lowest measured, and on a monthly basis seemed to be coming to a dead stop, which means after seasonal adjustments would show a downtrend. Now it appears there is a downtrend in the CO2 levels. And they show you this other chart. If this continues, it spells the coup de grace for the goofy AGW case. But it won't, of course, because reality doesn't matter in agendas. The core of the AGW case is industrial CO2 spews out and stays in the atmosphere, accumulating faster than natural processes can handle and causing ever-increasing warming. Over the past few decades, we've been emitting 4 parts per million of CO2 per year, and the atmospheric levels have been increasing by 2 parts per million. We continue to spew, but if CO2 levels drop, it means something else is going on. Then they're going to explain in detail what is going on. And it also has the fact that people are admitting it at the top, that the computer models are always way ahead of the actual amount of CO2 in the atmosphere. They also tell you that most of the so-called greenhouse gases is water vapor, as they all know at the top as well. See, they play so much in our ignorance and by repetition, don't they? Because after all, it's an agenda. This is an agenda to bring us all down to third world status, except for themselves. Have you looked at the super cities they're building across the world? Super cities. That's what the UN talked about years ago, the creation of super cities. These are the most advanced cities on virgin ground. Not knocking old ones down, old cities down to, no, this is brand new, across the world in beautiful areas, with the most high-tech everything to house the elites over the next 100-odd years or so. Some of the places have 99-year leases, in fact. That's standard in the strange British system. It's not really British at all, but they were the first ones to get 99-year leases. It was very important, that number, in their little occultic system. But as they're bringing down the world, the elite are already moving into super cities. They've even built some in China for them. And the oldest families in Europe have been giving up the old ancestral homes, which they never did before. These people are not hurt by economies, by the way. And they've been moving. It's just a matter of taking us all down and getting us still. Remember, we are batteries, like it said in the Matrix movie. We're batteries. And that fits in, of course, what Karl Marx said, that everything is labor. Everything comes from labor. Everything that's made comes from labor. Everything you eat comes from labor. We're batteries for the system. We pay it through taxes. And they'll use a system of money and taxation to bring us down. It's incredible the amount of taxes now they're discussing at this meeting for Copenhagen and what we're all going to pay. Countries are going to go into billions per year, billions and billions and billions, supposedly under the theory to help the poorer countries to handle their polluting gases. This is the farce of it all. Utter farce. Because all those monies that went before to all the third world countries end up in different pockets, as it always did. It was never intended to get to their sources because they never wanted those countries. Remember, Kissinger says, we don't want those countries becoming emergent nations. So you keep them in poverty. That's what you do. You don't bring them up. So I'll put the site up anyway, and you can just go through it yourself and measure the other facts and see what you think about it. But here's something I've talked about too. Here's the secret plan for European income tax. Now that they're rushing ahead, you know, mind you, it was all laid out years ago, including how they'll tax the people. All they just do is brush off the dust and present it at the right time off the old scrolls. And it says here, the leaked proposals seen by the Daily Express state that Britain should lose the billions of pounds in rebate that was agreed by Maggie Thatcher 25 years ago for joining the Union, right? It also means Brussels being given the power to dip straight into taxpayers' pockets. And the proposals prompted a fury last night. The shadow minister, Marc Francois, vowed they would be resisted by a Tory government, which is nonsense. He said the idea of an EU tax is a non-starter. Well, they're going ahead regardless. And this is what the Copenhagen Treaty is all about too, by the way. How to bring the whole world into a global, massive, incredibly devastating taxation system. And it says they would have to raise about £6.4 billion a year, the net cost of belonging to the EU. That's what it costs to belong to the EU, this superpower, this new Soviet Kremlin, you might call it, the Soviet Kremlin, Brussels, that works in secret at the top. That's the cost of your membership. And it says and equivalent to about £260 for every household in the UK. Well, on top of that, as I say, they're having a meeting right now to do with the individual taxes they're going to pay to the UN, of course, obviously, and the IMF, and then to Rothschild's Bank in Switzerland, who handle the global carbon tax agenda. Multi-billions and trillions of dollars as we go down the tube. And they tell us to tighten our belts because we've made a mess of things and we've never had it so good. And all those old phrases that they said years and years ago when they used to come out and just tell you what they thought of you. Now they're doing it in a different way. But it works just the same. Just the same. I could have laughed, you know. I can remember when Thatcher was in. And there's no right wing and left wing in this. They just bring in this bunch to do this part of the agenda and then bring out the opposite party to bring out the next part of the agenda. That's how it works. Punch and Judy, back and forth, ping pong, you see. And people fall for it. This is from the Mail Online, to do with random attack by thugs every 30 seconds as stranger assaults soar in binge Britain, meaning boozing Britain. Maggie Thatcher, when she was in, did away with some of the opening hours of the pubs, so they're open longer during the day. And she said at the time it was far better to have the unemployed teenagers. That's when they were heavily deindustrializing Britain and sending the factories offshore. She said it's far better to have them in the pubs drinking away their unemployment insurance than marching in the streets and demanding action. See, nothing's by accident. Nothing's by accident at all. And he used this trick, too, of drugging the population. That's what the Soviets, you'd always get cheap vodka in the Soviet Union. No matter what was happening in the food areas, you'd always get cheap vodka. So here, this article here, they want you to forget all about the previous governments that have been in, and once again, they take it back to the present one, this present Labour Fabian Society. It says, random attacks by thugs every 30 seconds. Right, so we're in Binge Britain. Someone is attacked by a complete stranger every 30 seconds in Binge Britain, figures revealed last night. When the Labour Party came to power, only a third of violent crimes were carried out by attacker or the victim. The victims didn't know. It's jumped now to half as random violence, fueled by alcohol and round-the-clock opening. That's like, the pub's never shut now. It says, it's become commonplace. It says there were 1,057,000 violent attacks by strangers last year, the equivalent of 2,895 a day, or 100 every hour. And then they got into the usual party stuff you're supposed to believe in. Opposition MPs said it was the latest proof of the government's relaxation of licensing laws, and it's failed. Some 21% of the assaults took place in pubs, for the 34% in the streets, as town centres became increasingly scarred by alcohol-fueled violence. Many of the attacks were carried out by violent women. They call them ladettes. Last month, the Daily Mail revealed that the government's own figures show the number of women being convicted for murders, vicious assaults, and other attacks has rocketed by 81% since 1998. They're now being convicted at a rate of more than 200 every week. You'd have to have been in Britain to watch how they altered society. And how they did all their attacks on the female psyche a long time ago and just kept stepping it up, notch by notch. And you'd have to live there to see how the best mind technical operators that worked through their plays, the BBC, their shows, their dramas, as they call them, would work into reality through the people who watch the stuff. The best predictive programming of any other country in the world. Mainly because at a closed society, in a sense, and at no competition, basically, for an awful, awful long time. And experts just drumming this stuff out, all PC stuff, political correct stuff, the next upgrade to the political correctness. And the cause of problems then turn round and points at the people themselves. The culture becomes what it's designed to become. They don't make mistakes at the top. If they needed the United States of America or Britain to be a beacon to the world, as they called them in previous wars, they'd give you a completely different culture and manners. And they make people feel good about themselves and polite to each other, the basic necessities, but they've given you the most degraded culture, steadily plummeting, again incrementally, now speeding up, until it's not safe to walk the streets. And they open up the pubs and keep them open all the time in a not just a world, but a culture that's utterly depressed. When they stand back and say, "My, look at the lower classes. They just can't be trusted." And cops, of course, love this. So do lawyers, because it's the biggest business on the planet next to banking. And that's the law business. Crime does pay for those who rule it. But I'll put this article up for you to read as well, but you've got to understand what you read and don't fall into the emotive parts of it or you'll miss what's happening. The whole world is to go into this whole technique of cutting back. You only pay 10 times as much for electricity. 10 times as much. As they cut back, that means 10 times the profit for the companies. They love this stuff. Here is how they manipulate the market. It's from the Times, October the 2nd, 2008. Wholesale price of electricity surges amid fear of supply shortfall. So the big boys who own the whole supply now, the privatized company, put out the word, oh, there could be a supply shortfall. Well, that means great for investors. That means the price is going to go up, you see. This is how they create it. This is like an ad, this almost. It's like an ad. A PR ad. Well done, too. Wholesale electricity prices surged higher yesterday amid mounting fears the UK could face a supply shortfall next month. Now, who would leak that out, eh? The forward price of electricity for November hit highs of £133 per megawatt an hour, up more than £10 since Friday, when the same contract was trading at about £122.75. The price of power has risen sharply since National Grid published figures last week predicting an unusually thin margin between electrical supply and demand. So they put out a scare thing, and the investors jump. I want to buy those. I want some shares. I want some shares. That's how they create it. Rubbish. It's called greed and manipulation of people in their mind through fear. Back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. Now, governments across the world have been paying the farmers not to grow crops and not to rear animals for years. And I'm going to finish tonight on a little satire, which actually happened. The guy sent this off to Mr. Miliband, the Member of Parliament, Secretary of State for Britain, Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, DEFRA, about this very thing. It says, my friend who is in farming at the moment recently received a check for £3,000 from the Rural Payments Agency for not rearing pigs. I would now like to join the not rearing pigs business. In your opinion, what is the best kind of farm not to rear pigs on, and which is the best breed of pigs not to rear? I want to be sure I approach this endeavor in keeping with all government policies as dictated by the EU under the Common Agricultural Policy. I would prefer not to rear bacon pigs, but if this is not the type you want not rearing, I will just as gladly not rear porkers. Are there any advantages in not rearing rare breeds such as saddlebacks or Gloucester old spots, or are there too many people already not rearing these? As I see it, the hardest part of this program will be keeping an accurate record of how many pigs I haven't reared. Are there any government or local authority courses on this? My friend is very satisfied with this business. He's been rearing pigs for 40 years or so, and the best he ever made in them was 1,422 pounds in 1968. That is, until this year when he received a check for not rearing any. If I get 3,000 pounds for not rearing 50 pigs, will I get 6,000 pounds for not rearing 100? I plan to operate on a small scale at first, holding myself down to about 4,000 pigs not raised, which will mean about £240,000 for the first year. As I become more expert in not rearing pigs, I plan to be more ambitious, perhaps increasing to, say, 40,000 pigs not reared in my second year, for which I should expect about £2.4 million from your department. Incidentally, I wonder if I would be eligible to receive tradable carbon credits for all those pigs not producing harmful and polluting methane gases. Another point, these pigs that I plan not to rear will not eat 2,000 tons of cereals. I understand that you also pay farmers for not growing crops. Will I qualify for payments for not growing cereals to not feed the pigs I don't rear? I'm also considering the not milking cows business, so please send any information you have on that too. Please could you also include the current DEFRA advice on set-aside fields? Can this be done on an e-commerce basis with virtual fields, of which I seem to have several thousand hectares? In view of the above, you will realize that I will be totally unemployed and will therefore qualify for unemployment benefits. I shall, of course, be voting for your party at the next general election. Yours faithfully, etc., etc. And that's good satire. Good satire on the farce, because governments, as they go into a supposed coming food shortage, have been putting farmers out of business and paying the rest not to grow stuff for years and years and years. But the media somehow neglects to see that side of things, don't they, when they try and scare the bejesus out of you. The food crisis will come because it's planned that way. And they'll first start with the different countries. Africa's a favorite one they pick on. But it's all to get you conditioned to what's coming down eventually to you. And governments, when they said their agencies are now authorities, like the medical authorities, will be coming into your homes to weigh you, not just check your fridge like they do in Britain already, but to weigh you as well and punish you by fines. You're already paying fines for everything else too. In this crazy, manufactured, fake reality they've given to us. And they'll give us many more to come. From Hamish, myself, and to your Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.
With recent internet